worship, this once again from 107, different section than last week, 21 through 22. Oh, that men would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And pray from Psalm 107, 42 through 43. Our Father, who setteth the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock, give us of Christ's righteousness so that we may see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Cause us to be wise and willing to observe these things, even to understand the loving kindness of Yahweh. Amen. Everything's in this book here, with the exception of the Psalm 119, which would be part 8.
Hallelujah.
Teach me thy laws, I pray. here has made me make it a part of wanting to wake up when I can't sleep in the middle of the night, is to wake up and praise God for some judgments. It usually helps you go back to bed as you think about it. Think through it. It's like counting sheep. You count judgments. Yeah. Psalm 107b, this will be the last singing of Psalm 107 today, and then we're going to cover it in Bible study, obviously. We'll just sing down to the line. And so 37 and 38, where the line ends, will be the last line we sing. Psalm of rest. Sorry. With thee shall bear the iniquities of your priesthood.
And thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee, and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness.
And they shall keep thy charge in the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary, and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die.
And may it all be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you.
And ye shall keep the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, that there shall be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel.
And I, behold, I have taken your brethren the Levites from among the children of Israel, to you they are given a gift from the Lord, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar, and within the veil, and ye shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. We'll end right there in reading to that. So obviously the lesson is once again something we're familiar with from our morning studies. The holiness of the priesthood and the giving of the right of the priest unto the tribe of Levi and to Aaron's sons. So teaches us holiness yet again. Christian, would you read us Luke 23, 1 through 12?
Sure. Okay, so Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." And then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves.
Everybody can be seated. I know at Passover time we oftentimes go through the life of Christ and look at what's going on there, but it's nice in the rotation of things where you just start to look at what's being spoken and consider what is being taught and explained just in regular thought. And so we don't do this, we shouldn't be doing it out of ritual. I guess I'll make that point clear. We shouldn't be just reading Old and New Testament readings out of ritual. We should be happy to hear the word because, well, if you haven't read your Bible recently or you haven't read that story recently, it just helps everything be refreshed in your mind and in your heart. So that's why we do it together in convocation.
Well, let's stand if we can. We'll sing Psalm 39.
I'm sorry, Psalm 107, verse 39.
So we're
right under the halfway mark.
Yeah.
forbid them to stray and wander in a wilderness wherein there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from all his miseries, and he much like unto a flock doth make him families. They that are righteous shall rejoice when they the same shall see. And as a shame it off her mouth shall all iniquity. Whoso is wise and will these things observe and them record, e'en they shall understand the love and kindness of the Lord.
Amen. Well, I hope all these psalms have a little more meaning. No, I really do. Well, we're continuing to go through these aren't catechism necessarily, but these are confessionals on creation, come straight out of Scripture. So Genesis 1:1-4 is on the back side of our bulletin. We'll go through that. And also, we somehow did not have the Apostles' Creed read last week, so we're going to do that in addition to today's worship, so just so everybody's aware. I got the books with us. We can do that together. Genesis 1:1-4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light.
And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good.
And God divided the light from the darkness. We also have the second witness and explanation of how this came about in John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And that same was in the beginning with God.
All things were made by Him.
Without Him was not anything made that was made.
In Him was life.
And the life was the light of men.
And the light shines in the darkness.
And darkness comprehends it not. So, next Sabbath we'll do Psalm 33, if I remember right, is the next one in the order of understanding creation. So, we'll go through that as well. I'd like to pass one of them. And we'll probably have to share a couple of them. We're missing books, and I don't know where they're all at. I think
I have one.
I know you guys got one. We've lost books over the years, and we're getting closer to them. For reprinting, but not half a shit. It's a lot of work.
Just the Apostles' Creed, right?
Right. The Apostles' Creed. Right. Yeah, so we're doing this. Usually we do this in the middle of Sabbath of the month, the 15th day, but because we skipped it last week. Let's read.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He descended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and a life everlasting. Amen.
Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer today?
I know I would. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you that we have just
life and breath and strength. And thank you for the Sabbath day today. Thank you for your holy calendar. Thank you for giving us directions, God. I just continue to ask that you would open our minds, that we may behold wonderful things in your calendar, and that we would understand it and apply it to the best of our abilities, and that, that the convocational worship would be a pleasing aroma to you, God. And I pray, I just ask for your blessing upon it and our endeavors, God. And Lord, just as we are about to enter entering into another work week, I just pray that you bless all of our efforts here, everyone, whether it's working on properties, or working on other people's properties, our own or others, or working at whatever job it is that we're at. Just bless our hands, God, bless our mindset, help us to keep focused and to keep organized and to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish, God. And help us to be good Christian dominionizers. And to take joy in the work that you've blessed us with, God. Make us even more skilled, God, in the areas where we are maybe either ignorant in or fall short in. Make us even better, God. And Lord, I just ask you bless this new moon meeting that's coming up. Everyone that's going to be traveling there, you would give them safe travels there and back. And that people would consider the beginning of your months, God. Your holy calendar that's written in the heaven. God, you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, so we give you glory and honor. Please help us to love you more and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Bless this food that we're about to eat. And just help us, everyone that's having to travel home tonight, give us safe travels, God. Ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.